people are doing it tough at the moment. Cost of living and energy prices going up and war around the world. There's a whole bunch of reasons why people are doing it tough. And you could find your mental health slipping. So what do you do? Well, it's important that you seek help, but how do you actually do that? One person that's had to go through this himself and is a great community health recovery expert, the Unbreakable Farmer, of course, Warren Davies. G'day, Warren.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Very well. So how do you take, because the reason we're talking about this is next week is Men's Health Week, and men's mental health, it's, look, we're terrible at looking after ourselves, us blokes. Women seem to be a lot better at it. But how do you take that first step? I mean, if you're struggling and you just want to sort of sit by yourself and wallow in your own pity, self-pity, so for lack of a better way of putting it, how do you reach out?
Yeah, look, it is a tough conversation, Stephen. When you are struggling and you need, you know, and you have recognised that you need help, it is a tough conversation to have. But that first step is, you know, one, surrounding yourself with a support network is a really important step. Having people around you, but obviously knowing where to reach out to, and you know, GPs. You know, your local mental health services are a great start, but understanding that, you know, a lot of those services are stretched to the limit. So, you know, I think having a personal support network, you know, knowing who your five people are, is a really important strategy to have in your toolbox.
Warren, I want to focus on, because normally we get to a point where, I won't say that it's too late, but we've gone a long way down the rabbit hole before we reach out and seek help. What are the early signs, in your view? You know, because the sooner you get on top of something, the better. When should you reach out?
Yeah, just simple things. You know, there's, you know, I went down the rabbit hole, and that's one of the reasons why I talk about it now. But you know, just the way you're thinking and feeling and acting, and sometimes even, you know, the way you're looking. You know, if you're a particularly a bloke, and you know, you're normally clean shaven, and you know, you're starting to look a bit rough or something, just simple things like that. But you know, if you're starting to think and feel not right, well, that's the time that you need to reach out for help, not when you're, you know, at the lowest of lows. It's, you know, if you're feeling, you know, guilt or overwhelm or shame, and there's no apparent reason to it, you know, you need to reach out. And you know, for me, it was, you know, a lot of those things, looking back in hindsight, it was, you know, and particularly probably one thing is, when you are isolating yourself and you don't want to do the things that you love doing, that's, you know, that's a real key sign.
Yeah, indeed. Certainly an important conversation to have. And look, before I let you go, Warren, one other thing I want to ask you is that if you're a bloke that's doing okay and you think one of your mates might be doing it tough, how do you, what advice have you got on how to reach out to somebody who you think needs help?
Yeah, one of the things that I always say, it takes a lot of courage to reach out and ask for help, but it takes just as much courage to reach in and ask someone if they're going okay. And, you know, if you're noticing just any little subtle sign in any one of your mates or your friends, well, you know, you've got to have that conversation. Like, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to walk up to them and say, you know, oh, I've noticed it. You can start a conversation just to let those people know that you've got their back, you know, you've got their back, mate, and you're there for them. And if you're ready to reach out for, or have that conversation with me, I'm here for you. And I think that's an important thing for a person that's struggling to know that, you know, at least they've got people that are there for them and they can talk to.
Warren, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good on you, Stephen. Have a great day.
Good on you, mate. Warren Davies, the Unbreakable Farmer. Men's Health Week is next week, the 10th to the 16th of June.